It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
I find that it takes work to get your brain around these ideas, and it takes work to engage in these conversations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
With what is happening down at the State House, I used to think that it was above my pay grade to read the legislation, and it's not.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
I see big danger in as much as we will be giving an unelected bureaucrat the power to make rules about what we inject into our bodies.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation, and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. Thank you so much for listening. You are all treasured. You're valued. You have... Sorry about this. I just got off a television show, so let's start over here. I did Trent Luce's television show with Andrew Henderson and Kelly from the UK, and that goes off at 5:57, and we're on at 6:02, so I'm just getting my brain around the show here, and I'm not looking at a camera. So here we go. Welcome. It's great to have all of you. You're each treasured. You're valued. Today, strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. My friends, we were made for this moment. And this is an amazing moment in history. And you and I were made for this. Thank you to the team I work with. That's producer Joe, Luke, Rachel, Nicole, Zach, Echo, Charlie, all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. Producer Joe, can you believe that it is January 11th? It seems like it was just... you know, the inaugural broadcast of 2024, and here we are on the 11th. It goes way too quickly.
Feels like it was August yesterday when I was learning how to do everything that I'm doing now.
Hey, and you did. You started, was it right around August 1st? Or when?
Right around there. I think it was the first week of August.
Okay, gosh. It's great. And it was like drinking from a fire hose from all the technical stuff. And then you are so interested in you know, our different guests. So it's been quite a time. So you're doing a great job. And I really do appreciate that, Producer Joe.
Thank you, Kim. And I really do love doing it. So I appreciate the opportunity as well.
That's awesome. So continue on. We've got another great show planned for you. Check out the website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter, and you can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well. I thank all of you for supporting us. We're an independent voice, and we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something is a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. And my friends, it's never compassionate to take other people's stuff. And that can happen a lot of different ways. Now that the Colorado State Legislature has convened, we will see that through rules, regulations, fees, because they don't like to call fees taxes. I mean, if you think about it, your money in your pocket, whether or not they call it a tax or a fee, when they take it, they take it. But here in Colorado, with our Taxpayers Bill of Rights, TABOR, basically, TABOR is just about good manners. And PBIs, politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties don't want to have good manners as they take our money. But what TABOR is it basically says several things. One, if you are going to increase taxes, if PBIs want to increase taxes, they just have to have the good manners to ask us. If, in fact, government collects more of our money, they overcollect our money above a very generous formula of inflation plus population growth, then anything above that, they will just have to ask us. But they don't want to ask us. And a number even on the local, county, and state level, many of these jurisdictions we have actually voted away and given that away and don't have to do that anymore. We didn't realize it when we were doing that. And so if PBIs, if they want to incur debt that we will have to pay off, they have to ask us. So whenever someone really starts to try to vilify TABOR, and I remember a conversation with someone that said, well, I don't mind paying more taxes for blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, you know what? If you want to pay more in taxes to do that, go ahead. You should have that right to do that. I, on the other hand, would like to keep more of my money and make the decision of which charities, how I'm going to spend my money. And so, yes, if you want to do that, fine, but don't force me to have to do that. And so we need to lower taxes. We need to lower fees. And I think this is a good point. Actually, I didn't get through all the word of the day and all that. So let's do that first. Let me make a note so that I don't forget that because I forgot. Oh, let's get this right out of the way. Because yesterday when Trent Luce was on the show and Yvonne Paez, she did all of this different trivia regarding animals. And she said, what movie was this from? Sires and Dams and Sam I Am's from the movie Secretariat, about the Triple Crown winner. So we kept that out there to see if any of you could guess which movie that was from. We were going to announce it. What's that? I'm sorry, Joe.
Rosemary guessed Lady and the Tramp yesterday. I apologize. Oh. I did not tell you that.
Oh, that he said Rosemary guessed Lady and the Tramp, which is a great guess on that. But it actually was from Secretariat. And so anyway, I wanted to make sure that we got that out there because I said we'll give the movie at the end of the show. And then we got busy with other things. So the word of the day, actually, it's two words and it's take heart. So obviously T-A-K-E and then heart, H-E-A-R-T. It's a verb. And it's to be courageous, to regain one's courage, to gain courage. And last night, the girls were over with my wine and tapas group. And actually, text me if you want to become involved in one of these groups. And I think there is one listener that I think she reached out to me and somehow I missed the email. So text us at the text line 720-605-0647. Because we have groups in South Jeffco, further into Douglas County, my group, Fort Collins, Boulder. There may be one that might be starting in Arvada. And this is it's just purely organic, women coming together. It started with 12 women in my living room right after the 2012 election, where we were just coming together to try to talk about these different issues. And I can't give you a lot of information yet, but our guest last night went through something that's happening in the legal realm right here in Colorado. And I would say that we can take heart that there are things that are happening. And so I thought, let's have that be our word of the day. And so then wanted to go to a courage quote, and who else but Winston Churchill, who was prime minister of Britain during World War II. He says this: success is not final, failure is not fatal, it is the courage to continue that counts. And we are made for this moment in history. It was really fun to do this television show with Andrew Henderson and another guest, Kelly, from the UK, really made me think outside of America. And we talked a little bit about what is happening in Germany with the farmers. And this is very exciting. Andrew really feels that, you know, Germany, that was, you know, where we really had the center of fascism with Hitler, that it's so interesting that we're seeing the farmers and also the shippers actually are, and all the logistics, starting to just have a peaceful protest that has brought the country to a standstill. And the mainstream media over in Europe is basically saying, oh, this is going to go away. I'm a little concerned that we might see something of what Trudeau did in Canada with the truckers. But apparently there was a new tax on diesel that was supposed to occur in Germany. And the farmers have decided to protest that. And so the streets are clogged with tractors. As I said, as Andrew said, the shippers are getting in on it as well. And there's nothing that you can hear about it in the mainstream media here in America. He said the same thing is occurring over there in Europe. But here is a peaceful protest, he said, that has actually moved, I think, to seven other countries. And so there's something really exciting that is happening. And that's why this film that Walt Johnson and Raimi decided to do took money from their own retirement account to fund it, aclimateconversation.com. You can watch it for free. That was very important to Walt. He wants people to see it. And you can see it for free at aclimateconversation.com. It talks just about, it's a kind of the real Socratic method of going through all these different things that people are hearing. And in fact, one of my cousins said, Kimmy, I watched it. It's so excellent. It's not all the yelling. It's just very, good questions with experts. And so I would so highly encourage you to take a look at that. It's just so important. Continue on. Be informed. Listen to the show. Brandon Wark over at Free State Colorado is doing great work. Join us at the Colorado Union of Taxpayers. This is a group of all volunteers that have been watching legislation in Colorado since 1976 and really keeping an eye on what is happening there. I really feel PBIs, these politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties, try to keep things so complicated, try to keep it complex. They try to keep, a lot of chaos. And so you need to come to trusted sources so that you know what's going on. So my show, Brandon Wark, over at Free State Colorado, I would really encourage you to join us. And that is the Colorado Union of Taxpayers. To be a member, it's only $25. And you will receive the email that we create for all the legislators and the governor that we send out on Mondays. And you'll be part of that list. And that is, it's a great way to understand what's going on. You can see what the Colorado Union of Taxpayer, the cut pledge is by going to our website. We are we're going to have an event on January 25th, 5:30 to 7:30 in the evening at the Colorado Automobile Dealers Association. There's parking there. It is on Spear, but there's parking there. And we'd love to have you join us as well. Tickets are, I think that they're on the website. If not, Wendy's working on that they should be there just shortly. But join us. Don't sit on the sidelines. Don't just let other volunteers spend so much time on this and not join us. So we would really recommend that you do this. And I want to give a shout out to this board that is doing such great work, but that's been board members over all of these years. But that is Steve Dorman, Greg Goliansky, Russ Haas, Bill Hamill, Carl Honegger, Rob Knuth, John Nelson, Joseph O'Loughlin, Wendy Warner, Marty Nielsen, Raimi Johnson has just joined the board, as well as Mary Jansen. And so we would love to have you join us as members. You can do that by going to coloradotaxpayer.org. That's coloradotaxpayer.org. And this show, we are totally an independent voice. And all of the sponsors that I work with really strive for excellence as they take care of their clients. And one of those great sponsors is the Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance Team. And they want you to feel safe and well-served and to understand your insurance coverage. And their office will respond to your call or text 24 hours a day. So for that 24-hour peace of mind, call Roger Mangan at 303-795-8855. Like a good neighbor, Roger Mangan's team is there.
Rosie's doing it. So is Yvonne. Same with Lori. Michelle's been at it since February of last year. Jody started the year before that. And guess what? They're all saving by doing so. What's that? Oh, the doing part? They're using the Drive Safe and Save app from State Farm. Then they're saving up to 30% and more on their auto insurance. How about you? Are you ready to get at it and save? Call Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance at 303-795-8855. Don't delay. Call Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance at 303-795-8855 today.
Franktown Firearms is well-stocked and ready for you right now. Franktown Firearms is a family-friendly shooting range and gun store, and they're constantly bringing in new inventory of all the ammunition, firearms, and parts that you're looking for. Come down to buy or just to shoot on their spacious, well-ventilated 10-lane, 30-yard range with staff who will help you become the most proficient shooter you can be. You'll have a blast with their multi-level training courses that also include tactical shooting while walking, moving, and shooting from cover. This isn't your average range, and it's not your average inventory. If Franktown doesn't have it, chances are they can find it for you. And for a limited time, KLZ listeners enjoy an exclusive offer. Tell them you heard this spot on KLZ, and they'll give you a free gun rental, Class 3 weapons not included, when you rent a lane. So stop in and let them know KLZ sent you. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice, and we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. Just several headlines. Hunter Biden apparently did appear on Capitol Hill. And as I'm looking through the headlines, I don't really know. Yesterday was just such a busy day. I'm looking here at Daily Caller. It says that is not even true. Ducey seems to overwhelm KJP with Hunter Biden questions after appearance on Capitol Hill. So we're going to stay tuned on that. I think I want to get somebody on from these. Center for Renewing America, because they're watching on what's happening on Capitol Hill. So I'll try to get them on next week. We have just a couple of spots for featured guests. So I will try to do that. I don't see just a whole lot of different headlines out there that on the national level that we haven't really, all of you have probably seen. I think the big news yesterday at the Colorado Capitol as the legislature convened is that pro-Palestinian protesters tried to disrupt proceedings. And again, what we have to understand when they say pro-Palestinian, they're actually saying pro-Hamas. And it's important to understand that. Again, language is so important. And Hamas is a terrorist organization that did conducted unbelievable atrocities on October 7th. And so for anyone that celebrates those atrocities, we really have to question question their inner core. So we need to understand what is happening. So in this battle of language, it's not pro-Palestinian. It is pro-Hamas. And interesting, I saw a headline that in San Francisco, their city council, I can't remember what they call it exactly, but they actually, passed a resolution or something in support of a ceasefire. Bear in mind, I'm no military strategist, but I think probably what a ceasefire would do would allow Hamas to kind of regroup, rearm, and they don't play by the rules. I mean, take a look at October 7th. I mean, that's totally against the rules to come in and kill civilians in just brutal manner. And so I think what the whole ceasefire thing is about is to try to buy them time so that they can regroup. How about let's really encourage peace? Let's try to get to peace where Palestinians and Israelis can live together peacefully. But that's not what Hamas wants. They actually want to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. And so that's going to be a real problem. And people need to be able to stand up for themselves against terrorists and bullies. And so that's important to understand. So right here in Colorado, we are definitely at the tip of the spear of what is happening. So the Colorado legislature has convened. I did not realize that yesterday was a very busy day out at the stock show. The girls coming over last night. And I need to talk with our person that has the software for that we use for the Colorado Union of Taxpayers, because I guess they already started to introduce bills yesterday. Normally, it takes a little bit of time as they just go through the regular things that happen with convening the session. So I was a little surprised on that. Let's see here. Text line is 720-605-0647. We will be talking with Jessica Vaughn with the Center for Immigration Studies. And they're back in the Washington, D.C. area. And I just wanted to ask her, we haven't talked with them for a little while, on just Colorado, Denver being overrun with immigrants. And one thing we talked about on Trent's show. So the last three mornings, I've been on Trent Luce's show, which is on Beck TV, and you can download the BEK, it's BEK TV app, and he is on live with Andrew Henderson, 5:30 Mountain Time, 5:30 to 6 Mountain Time, and now I lost my train of thought of all the things we're talking about out at the stock show, but anyway, I was on all three mornings, and it was great fun. So we'll just leave that at that. Let's see here. Let's get to some of the things that are happening in, or that happened in history. And again, this is why Walt's movie, Climate Conversation, is so important, because they use every storm in the narrative to say that we are having climate change. And we have had, actually, it's weather that is occurring. So in 1558, the Westminster Church in Middleburg was destroyed by a heavy storm. So guess what? They had weather and climate way back then. In 1571, Holy Roman Emperor Maximilian II grants Austrian nobility the freedom of religion. Continuing on, let's see here. 1599, Jacob van Neck's fleet leaves Bantam Java in modern day Indonesia with 1 million pounds of pepper and cloves, and a further half a ship full of nutmeg, mace, and cinnamon. Now all we have to do is go to the grocery store, and we can buy those spices. Can you imagine what a treat that was? But because of all of the progress that is made, everyday people can go to the grocery store and just purchase these things. And that is why that's just so totally amazing. And I think that's probably a good time to mention why reliable, efficient, affordable, and abundant energy that comes from naturally occurring oil and gas and coal has allowed everyday people to thrive and prosper. And so I thank Laramie Energy and Caris Oil and Gas for their gold sponsorship of the show, because we are totally an independent voice, and we are seeing an assault on the energy sources that power our lives. We're seeing an assault upon our livestock industry that helps feed us, and rural America that helps clothe us. And we see an assault on this for everyday people. And so that's why we need to put a stop to that. I am very concerned about what is going to happen at the Colorado State Legislature this year. That a very onerous land use bill, Senate Bill, I think it was 213. It was Governor Polis's landmark bill. And the Democrats actually started fighting about it. And since they started to fight about it, and there was a lot of pressure from local and county governments against that bill as well, because they said, we'd like to keep local control, which local control is so important. But first and foremost, the most local of all control is the individual. And when we see, even on the local level, that there are things that are being passed that would infringe upon people's own personal local property rights, then we really need to have local control is with the individual. But there's a big responsibility with that as well. And we have a civic duty as individuals as well. And we've abdicated a lot of that to these PBIs. And that's why we are in the spot that we're in right now. So we'll continue on here with some of these things on this day in history. 1759, the first American life insurance company was incorporated in Philadelphia. And in 1765, Frisia bans Voltaire's book, the treatise on tolerance, in which he called for religious toleration and targeted religious fanaticism. He says especially that of the Jesuits. Now, that is not something that I knew. 1775, Francis Salvador becomes the first Jew elected to office in America. I find this so interesting. There's so many different things regarding Jews as I go through this day in history. So pretty interesting. 1785, the Continental Congress convenes in New York City. So that's pretty amazing. 1787, Titania and Oberon, moons of Uranus, was discovered by William Herschel. Let's see here. 1794, U.S. Marshal Robert Forsyth is killed in Augusta, Georgia, trying to serve court papers. So he's the first U.S. Marshal to die carrying out his duties. In 1838, is the first public demonstration of telegraph messages sent using dots and dashes at Speedwell Ironworks in Morristown, New Jersey, by Samuel Morse and Alfred Vail. In 1861, Alabama secedes from the Union during the U.S. Civil War. In 1861, Mexico City is captured by Juarez in the War of Reform. In 1863, during the Civil War, there is a naval engagement near Galveston, Texas, between the CSS Alabama and the USS Hatteras. In 1863, the Union forces capture the Arkansas Post, or Fort Hinman, in Arkansas. In 1864, the Charing Cross Station opens in London. In 1865, the Battle of Beverly, West Virginia, the Confederate forces attacked the Union post. Let's see. In 1867, Benito Juarez becomes the Mexican president again. I think this is pretty interesting regarding, since we're having the National Western Stock Show that is occurring in Denver right now. The 1873, the first livestock market newspaper was published, Drover's Journal in Chicago. And Trent and I and Yvonne were talking with some of the vendors out at the National Western yesterday. And Colorado really is at the tip of the spear of, I think, so many different things that are occurring in our country. But I want you to all take heart, to use the word of the day. And when I say we were made for this moment, we are. But here we have the National Western, which is celebrating, as Trent says, life and livestock and you know, the big circle of life that occurs. Oh, and that's another point that I need to make, that Yvonne is so good on this. And she actually, her degree is in animal sciences from CSU. And at the end of the show yesterday, I think we were going through the different definitions. She did this fun little thing about the different definition or different names for animals. And typically a lot of it has to do with reproduction. And so if you have a bull, if you take away their reproductive capacities, then they become a steer. And part of that can be because bulls are very aggressive. And so we were talking about it after the show, and there are the animal rights activists might say, oh, that is so cruel to do that to a bull or to a boar, a pig. And Yvonne, afterwards, we didn't get to really make that point is, but all of the animal rights person, if you go to a shelter to get a sheltered pet, what they've done, and before you can take that pet, you have to make sure that they will not be able to reproduce. So that the argument that will be used regarding, I think, like even with Denver, that's going to want to try to it'll be on the ballot to outlaw animal producing or animal, I'm forgetting that, but you know, basically where you will have meat, animal. Yvonne, if you're listening, help me, text me what I'm trying to say here. And anyway, there will be something on the ballot, and they're going to probably try to come at it with the attitude of compassion towards animals. And we need to understand what this is really do. It's processing. There. That's what I want to say. Animal processing. So, if you take away the different facilities that can process our food, I mean, come on, it doesn't take a rocket scientist. It means that we're not going to have that food. And so we really need to take a stand on that. And here this is happening right here in Denver, Colorado, where we're having the National Western as well. So it's really important that we realize what's going on. I forgot to mention Hooters Restaurants, which is a great sponsor of both my shows, The Kim Munson Show, and America's Veteran Stories. They have great specials. Last night, I had the boneless wings for the girls. They have specials on Wednesday. You buy 20 wings, you get an additional 10 for free. They were super yummy, and they do have specials for lunch as well. They have five locations. That is Loveland, Aurora, Lone Tree, Westminster, and Colorado Springs. And you can find out how – it's a really important story how I got to know them about freedom and free markets and capitalism and those PBIs trying to exert their power over people just going after their hopes and dreams.
Boson Law fights for clients who've been injured or family members who have lost a loved one due to the careless, reckless, or wrongful conduct of others. Whether injured in a car accident, suffered an injury due to a product or bad pharmaceutical drug, or need help fighting for medical care and benefits following an accident at work, don't go it alone and uninformed. Boson Law is the law firm you need in your corner. Time is of the essence with any personal injury claim. Call 303-999-9999 to schedule your complimentary consultation. That number again is 303-999-9999. Call now.
There are always opportunities in changing markets, and the metro real estate market is no exception. That is why you need to work with seasoned RE/MAX Alliance realtor Karen Levine when you buy your home, sell your home, consider the opportunities of a new build, or explore investment properties. Rising interest rates are spurring creativity, innovation, and opportunity in the real estate and mortgage markets. Kim Munson highly recommends award-winning RE/MAX realtor Karen Levine. Call Karen Levine today at 303-877-7516 for answers to all your real estate questions. That's 303-877-7516.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice, and we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. I am so pleased to have on the line with me Jessica Vaughn. She is the Director of Policy Studies for the Center for Immigration Studies, located back in the Washington, D.C. area. They're watching what's going on. They've been doing this for many years regarding immigration. Jessica, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
Jessica, we've got a problem out here in Colorado, and it's actually happening across our country with immigrants that have come here illegally are being actually pushed out all across the country. And we're seeing right here in Colorado that the city and county of Denver is using taxpayer dollars to buy hotels or take on contracts to house and feed illegal immigrants. And I really feel it's going to overwhelm us. You watch all of this closely. What do people need to know?
Well, this is an unprecedented situation. We have never had such a huge amount of illegal immigration that has been waived in by the Biden administration, really deliberately, and it's starting to take a toll in communities across the country, as you said. The reason is there are several effects of this that we're going to have to contend with, and one is basic needs of these migrants who've been waived in for shelter, for health care, for schooling for the kids. And all of this is a giant unfunded mandate on the states to pick this up. The expectation of the federal government right now is that the states are going to accommodate these migrants and that taxpayers are going to provide for them. But there are some other more disturbing results of this influx, because this is such a lucrative business to smuggle people in and even traffic people in, either for commercial sex or for forced labor trafficking, we are seeing migrants caught in very unfortunate circumstances where they have pretty much sold themselves to the criminal cartels that control the border, control the smuggling trade, and increasingly are setting up operations within the United States to further their criminal enterprises, taking advantage of the migrants and operating with impunity in many American communities, because there also is next to no immigration enforcement in the interior of the country. So no consequences for identity theft, identity fraud, crimes committed by some of these new arrivals, and no consequences for the employers that are taking advantage of the migrants also. And this is what we're going to have to solve over the long term. That's going to be the legacy of the Biden border crisis for so many communities.
Well, Jessica, this is not sustainable. And, you know, we have, you hear the word sustainable all the time when they're trying to push for the climate agenda. Mm-hmm. This is not sustainable. And this is not, it's not fair. To provide all these services for people that have come here illegally and have never contributed whatsoever. And what you just described I hear the word force slavery. I mean, there are those that, you know, slavery is such a hot button word as well, the slavery of the past. But that is in the past. America actually went to war to try to settle this question now. And here we are in 2024. If we really are concerned about people being free, we need to do something about this immigration situation, because it is creating a new kind of slavery in 2024 in America.
That's right. And actually, this month is National Human Trafficking Prevention Month. But unfortunately, the Biden administration is doing nothing to try to prevent it. The way this happens is the smugglers who are in cahoots with the cartels are telling migrants, advertising freely, that if you come now, that you will be allowed to enter the United States under the Biden policies. And so people, these migrants will make a down payment on their smuggling fee, which runs into the thousands of dollars, depending on where they're coming from. They'll make a small down payment on it. They'll be brought into the United States. It's a difficult journey. Many of them are abused and assaulted on the way. When they get to the United States, they will be helped to find a job to work off the books illegally, but they will have this obligation to pay the cartels back for the smuggling fee. And sometimes their families are threatened, they're threatened, but they basically have to work for the cartel for the foreseeable future, to pay off their passage. And this is so incredibly profitable for these criminal organizations that they are bringing in as many people as they possibly can. And they see it, as income for years to come. And yet the federal government is doing nothing to go after these criminal enterprises, to enforce immigration laws so that they don't, have something to offer people. And they're not cracking down on the employers who are taking advantage of the migrants. And in the meantime, the taxpayer is picking up the bill, as we've talked about, for the people who've been sucked into the system. And there's a lot that can be done about it, but we have no, there's no interest in doing that from the Biden administration, and states are just now trying to figure out what they can do.
Well, and the other thing is they're taking jobs away from Americans then as well. And right. So just the slap in the face to everyday hardworking Americans on this is unbelievable. But I really think there's also danger because we don't know who these people are that are coming across the border. Yes, there's probably those that are coming for the American dream, but the American dream is not coming here for free stuff. The American dream is to be able to work and to be industrious and to create things. And so I had Lee Brown on yesterday, who is running for Congress in North Carolina, and asked her what she would do and, you know, her positions if elected to Congress. And she said, first thing, we need to secure the border and deport all these people that have come here illegally. And I agree with her on that, Jessica. I mean, that's a pretty tall order, but that seems to me like the solution. What do you think?
Absolutely. The first step has got to be to shut off the faucet of the flow of people coming in by securing the border, and more importantly, by ending the catch-and-release policies. Because even if we have the best walls, impenetrable borders, as long as the policy is to let people in, they're going to keep coming. So that's the real weakness right now, are the catch-and-release policies, and that's got to be stopped. And that's what members of Congress are negotiating over right now with this border spending bill deal that they're trying to complete, you know, to try to force the Biden administration to change its policies in exchange for being willing to fund assistance to Ukraine and Israel. That's like the only leverage that people who are pro-enforcement, which is pretty much mostly Republicans at this point, especially in the House, that's what they're trying to say. Look, Biden, if you want to, you know, pursue your foreign policy, then you need to secure our border first. The problem is that they're, you know, the Democrats, especially in the Senate, do not seem to be willing to give an inch on this. And they are hoping to get away with just token changes to the law, but still have the ability to wave in people over this authority that's known as parole. And that's what the sticking point is now in the negotiations, and it remains to be seen whether the pro-border factions in Congress are going to be able to hold the line and insist on forcing the Biden administration to do something, maybe not fix everything, but at least slow this down, or whether Biden and his Democrat allies are going to be able to keep up what they've been doing. And they know the political price that they've paid, but they don't care. They're just trying to wave in as many people as possible before they lose power.
Well, and that's going to be the question on the table when we come back, Jessica, is the why. I think it's difficult to believe that there are people that are in office that do not have the best interests of Americans at heart. And so we want to talk about that. I'm talking with Jessica Vaughn. She's the Director of Policy Studies for the Center for Immigration Studies. And that's why we really need to know. We need to have civic responsibility. And that's why I love what the Center for American Values is doing in Pueblo, Colorado. And you can get more information by going to AmericanValueCenter.org. They're non-political and they're nonpartisan. They just are focusing really on two things. One is honoring our Medal of Honor recipients with their beautiful portraits of valor, which I so encourage all of you to get that done this year, to visit the center. They're open 7 days a week. But also they've created these educational programs for school-age children. And also they have this new online project that they are completing on civic education. And so you can get more information by going to AmericanValueCenter.org. And again, they are doing just amazing work. We have the show. You know I'm an independent voice. And that is why my sponsors are so important. And one of those is Lauren Levy.
If you are 62 or older, a reverse mortgage could be a great tool regarding retirement and estate planning. It is essential to understand the process. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group has nearly 20 years in the mortgage industry and has the experience to answer your questions. Lauren understands that each financial transaction is personal. If you'd like to explore your options on a reverse mortgage, remodel your home, buy a rental property, or move, call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881. Licensed in 49 states, Kim Monson highly recommends Lauren Levy for all your mortgage needs. Call Lauren at 303-880-8881.
Franktown Firearms is well-stocked and ready for you right now. Franktown Firearms is a family-friendly shooting range and gun store, and they're constantly bringing in new inventory of all the ammunition, firearms, and parts that you're looking for. Come down to buy or just to shoot on their spacious, well-ventilated 10-lane, 30-yard range with staff who will help you become the most proficient shooter you can be. You'll have a blast with their multi-level training courses that also include tactical shooting while walking, moving, and shooting from cover. This isn't your average range, and it's not your average inventory. If Franktown doesn't have it, chances are they can find it for you. And for a limited time, KLZ listeners enjoy an exclusive offer. Tell them you heard this spot on KLZ, and they'll give you a free gun rental, Class 3 weapons not included, when you rent a lane. So stop in and let them know KLZ sent you. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter, and you can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice, and we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. Did want to mention the USMC Memorial Foundation. They are raising money for the remodel of the Marine Memorial at 6th and Colfax. It was dedicated in 1977. It's time for a facelift. And my friends, when I say that we're made for this moment, we are. And we're seeing our memorials being taken down. For example, the memorial or the Monument to Reconciliation in Arlington National Cemetery was taken down right before Christmas. This is not okay. And so we need to make sure that we help the USMC Memorial Foundation as they work on doing this remodel. You can get more information by going to usmcmemorialfoundation.org. And I tell you, this is exciting for me. I thought that Andrew Arthur was going to be our guest from the Center for Immigration Studies. And then I thought it was going to be Jessica. We actually have both of them on the line right now. And Andrew Arthur is a resident fellow in law and policy for the Center for Immigration Studies. And Jessica Vaughn is the director of policy studies for the Center for Immigration Studies. So we are very lucky to have these two experts at the same time. So Andrew Arthur, welcome to the show.
Kim, thanks so much. Yours is such an important voice. We want to support you and get out the message as much as we can.
Well, that is awesome. So I'm going to go to you first, Andrew, and then Jessica, you and I have the question out there is why is the Biden administration doing this? But since you're over on the side of the law and policy, it seems like the law is being used against us, whereas these border governors are not able to secure the border. So just address that a bit, Andrew Arthur.
Sure, absolutely. And it's important to understand how the Biden administration views the immigration laws. They view the immigration laws, in fact, they've actually said this publicly, you just have to really look for it, as discriminatory in nature. They just don't think they're fair. They think that they're a relic of a bygone age. Of course, the Immigration Nationality Act was written in 1952, and they view it as some sort of dusty document that they can dispense with, you know, at their will in order to achieve the goals, including the one that you just talked about, which is the why. And the why is pretty straightforward, and the New York Times actually ran an incredible article yesterday that talked about how the Biden administration is botching the border and the effects that that's having. But one of the points that was made in that article was that, and this is a direct quote, this new stance is rooted in a serious political argument, namely a humanitarian case for allowing poor people to improve their lives by moving to the United States. To put it another way, many Democratic politicians favor higher levels of immigration than federal law allows. And that last part is as crucial as the first part. President Biden's advisors, look around the world. They see that there's a lot of, hurt. There's a lot of poverty. There's a lot of corruption, a lot of violence. And they're more than willing to dispense with the limits that Congress has put on the law in order to bring those people to the United States, not make those countries better, but to make the lives of specific individuals better by bringing them here. Unfortunately, we're seeing the costs of that in our cities and towns at the border, and, you know, certainly in the degradation of border security at the southwest border. So, you know, that in my mind is the reason why the effects are something that they're willing to live with. I'm not sure the American people are.
Well, and Jessica, I'm going to ask, get your perspective on the why.
Well, I agree with Andrew completely. This is the reason why, under their ideology or perspective, our immigration laws are unfair, and they think that they can get away with ignoring the law and allowing an unlimited number of people to enter. And to this point, they've been able to get away with it. There is, you know, neither the courts nor the states nor Congress has been able to do anything to force the Biden administration to enforce the laws that Congress wrote. But importantly also, they believe that they are going to benefit over the long term politically by building up congressional districts full of people that they believe will be so grateful to the Democrats that they will become future Democrat voters. And they're also, and you know, but you still ask yourself, how can they be okay with the human trafficking and the drug trafficking,
right,
and the cartel activity? I believe that they don't seem affected by that because they don't have to live in the areas of the country where this is a problem. Their kids are not going to school with the kids of the migrants who've come. They, their neighborhoods are not experiencing the degradation in quality of life. They're not noticing the cost of all of the services that are being provided. They simply are not affected by it. They benefit from it. Many of them, members of Congress, are supported by employers who like to have the cheap labor, who like to have the wages driven down by an unlimited supply of illegal labor. So, you know, there you have it.
And that's from both sides of the aisle, Jessica.
That's exactly right. Although it's, you know, I think the Democrats are more ideologically driven on this in terms of considering our immigration laws to be discriminatory. You know, on the Republican side, there's a handful that, you know, really think that we need lower cost labor and that employers should have an access to unlimited labor.
Wow. Okay. Andrew Arthur, I'm going to have you kind of button this up in a summary. We've got just a few minutes left, and then Jessica, I'll go to you. So Andrew Arthur with the Center for Immigration Studies. People are wondering, what can we do? Is there anything that we can do? Your thoughts and summary.
Sure. And the courts have made it clear, you know, this is one of those issues that needs to be resolved by the political branches. There's been a lot of discussion about the impeachment of Secretary Mayorkas by the House Homeland Security Committee. And, you know, people have derided that as a stunt. But the Supreme Court made clear in a recent decision, Texas versus United States, that impeachment is actually one of the few tools that Congress has if it wants to stop this. You know, Congress is right now considering using its power of the purse in order to stop the Biden administration from doing these things. So, you know, informing yourself, more importantly, informing your representatives is the most crucial thing that can be done right now. This is a crisis. We've seen the polling. The American people don't like it. Joe Biden, in a CBS poll, 70% of Americans disapprove of his immigration and border policy. So, it's important for your listeners and for the American people to let their voices be heard. That's how our democracy works.
Well, and the other thing that I want to make sure that people understand is it's not the Biden administration. It is the Democrat Party that really has been taken over by these radical activists. So because I'm concerned that that if we just say that it's Biden, that, you know, whoever the new candidate is will try to wash themselves of the responsibility of this.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that's a crucial point.
Okay, thank you. And Andrew Arthur, thank you so much. And Jessica Vaughn, Center for Immigration Studies, how do you want to button this up? What's the takeaway that our listeners should have today?
Well, I think people should remember that the states are not helpless here either. There are some things that they can do to push back and to mitigate the effects of these policies. Florida and South Carolina and some other states are leading the way in developing policies. The first and most important thing is to expand use of E-Verify so that employers can avoid hiring illegal workers and level the playing field. You can have tough state laws against smuggling and trafficking and enforce them. You can discourage the flow of money back to smugglers by cracking down on remittances of funds wired overseas. You can enforce identity theft laws. You can get hospitals to report on the cost of medical care to illegal aliens, same with the schools. It's time for states to start looking out for their interests and trying to deter illegal immigration to as much as they can. And again, I think it's important to watch what other states are doing and follow their lead.
Well, and Jessica and Arthur, I really feel that Colorado is at the tip of the spear on this, and there's just a pipeline from the border up I-25 to Denver. And instead of really addressing this, what we see, the kind of the radical activist Democrats that have taken over many of our municipalities, Denver and the governor, they have not wanted to do anything about it. They are just asking the federal government for more money. So people are getting rich off of this tragedy that is occurring. So again, Andrew Arthur, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate it, Kim.
And we'll have you on again soon. And Jessica Vaughn, it has just been great to have you as well. Thank you for sharing what you're doing at the Center for Immigration Studies.
Thanks, Kim.
Okay. And our quote for the end of the show, I went to Winston Churchill, and he said this: socialism is a philosophy of failure, the creed of ignorance and the gospel of envy. Its inherent virtue is the equal sharing of misery. So my friends, today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you. God bless America. Stay tuned for hour number two.
They're not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
That seems to me like government is establishing a religion.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
If you give people rights, women's rights, gay rights, whatever, there can't be equal rights if there are special rights.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
Surveys show that people still really prefer freedom over government force.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation, and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. Thank you so much for joining us. You're each treasured, you're valued, you have purpose. Today, strive for excellence, take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. My friends, we were made for this moment. Thank you to the team. That's producer Joe, Luke, Rachel, Nicole, Zach, Echo, Charlie, Pamela, and all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. Happy Super Tuesday, producer Joe.
Happy Super Tuesday, Kim.
It is a big day regarding the primaries. This is per Politico. There's 874 GOP delegates that will be up for grabs in 16 states and territories. And I think there's a whole bunch more in the Democrats. Let me get down to that. 1,383 Democrat delegates will be up for grabs in 16 states and territories. So it's going to be a really interesting day. Nikki Haley did win her first primary, which was Washington, D.C., which it may explain a lot because it looks like those power brokers, all of the Washington elite, they seem to really not want Donald Trump to be the nominee. So that is, it's going to be really interesting. We'll talk about all that tomorrow morning. So thank you to Laramie Energy and Caris Oil and Gas for their gold sponsorship of the show. My friends, reliable, efficient, affordable, and abundant energy fuels our lives and powers our dreams. And it is really under attack with the O'Biden administration, but also with the O'Biden-Polis administration here in Colorado. I think I'll just run right over here to our bill of the day. And we will talk with Kevin Lundberg, former state senator and author of the Lundberg Report, about this later on in this hour. But it's Senate Bill 24-159. And the prime sponsors are Senator Joaquez Lewis and Senator Priola, and Representative Bosenecker and Representative Marvin. And it's called Mod to Energy and Carbon Management Processes, and concerning the modifications to processes to further protect public health in energy and carbon management. So you just fasten your seatbelt if we continue on with this. This is what Kevin Lundberg said about this. He said it's designed to shut down the oil and gas industry in Colorado by prohibiting any new drilling permits after December 31, 2029. My editorial comment, what businesses are going to make capital investments into Colorado? And when we have this kind of policies here. Anyway, this goes on. Kevin says this. This is economic and scientific insanity. This bill would end the largest, most productive industry in Colorado. It would also drive up the cost of what energy might be left for the people of Colorado to incredible levels. So this is certainly irresponsible in the name of climate change. That's why the film that Walt Johnson, it really is his project. He is a geophysicist. He and his wife, Ramey Johnson, felt this is important enough to engage in this battle of ideas that they took money out of their own retirement to fund this movie, A Climate Conversation. And you can watch it for free at aclimateconversation.com. And I have the honor of moderating the film, but it is it's really going through the Socratic method of questioning experts about the narratives that are out there regarding this whole climate conversation. And they are using this to try to shut down really the prosperity of everyday people's lives. We'll talk with Trent Luce tomorrow about what is happening in Europe. The bureaucrats there are not listening to the farmers, and they want to continue to have the heavy hand and tell them that they need to cull their herds, if you can believe that. And of course, over here in the United States, they're maybe a little more sneaky about it, but using different legislation regarding methane, a variety of things. And ultimately, people will starve. And that's why it's so important to understand what's going on. And so I highly recommend that you check out aclimateconversation.com. That is aclimateconversation.com. You can watch it for free there. And again, it's just a little under an hour, and it will help you engage in this battle of ideas. You know, when the kids, the nieces, the nephews come back from college indoctrination, you need to do your part to be engaging in the discussion. So that will help you do that. Our word of the day, thank you to Rosie, is precursor. It's spelled P-R-E-C-U-R-S-O-R. It's a noun. It could be a person or thing that goes before, a forerunner, a harbinger, or a predecessor, as in office. Or number three, a substance that precedes and is a source of another substance. And Rosie gave us this sentence. She said, the COVID controls were only meant to be a precursor to carbon controls, which you can take that and connect that right to Senate Bill 24-159. So thank you again, the precursor, P-R-E-C-U-R-S-O-R. And you should be able to use that in a sentence today. So good luck on that. Yesterday was an anniversary, I think it was yesterday, when Ann Sullivan Macy started teaching Helen Keller. And so with that, I thought I would go to Ann Sullivan for our quote for today. And she was an American teacher, best known for being the instructor and lifelong companion of Helen Keller. At the age of five, Sullivan contracted trachoma, an eye disease, which left her partially blind and without reading or writing skills. She received her education as a student of the Perkins School for the Blind. She was born in 1866. She died in 1936. And she said this. She said, "Too often, I think, children are required to write before they have anything to say. Teach them to think and read and talk without self-repression, and they will write because they cannot help it." And again, last week when we talked with Colonel Bill Rutledge about our children in school with the whole COVID reaction to COVID and masking these children, masking the teachers so that they could not see their teachers speak. And so again, this was, it just lowlights, I guess, again, this terrible reaction to COVID. And we will be talking with Colonel Bill Rutledge as our a featured guest in the second hour. He's done some really interesting research on COVID and natural immunity. So you will not want to miss that. So let's see. Next thing, just a few things on this day in history. 1917, U.S. President Woodrow Wilson was inaugurated for a second term. 1927, I didn't realize this, 1,000 U.S. Marines land in China to protect American property. As I look at these headlines, I was like, oh, I have so much to learn. 1945, World War II, U.S. 7th Army Corps captures Cologne, Germany. And then in 2017, U.S. President Donald Trump, in a tweet, accuses former President Obama, without offering any evidence, that's what it says, of wiretapping Trump Towers during the presidential campaign. And then there was an article, let me get to that. It says William Barr, this was the headline on this, that William Barr had said yes, that there was some wiretapping. And then I was, as I was reading the article, it tries, this was from The Guardian, tries to kind of walk that back a little bit. But isn't it interesting as we look back in history? I mean, I think most people do understand now that Donald Trump was actually spied upon by the Obama and Obama administration. So that is something to understand. Yesterday, huge news regarding the Supreme Court. And as you all know, there were people that sued to keep Donald Trump off of the ballot. And those people, the number one ones on the suit, and I looked it up, was Norma Anderson. In fact, she was on the news last night, again, opining about the suit. Norma Anderson, Michelle Priola, let's connect that dot. She is the wife of Senator Priola, who is on the bill of the day, Senate Bill 24-159, which would basically shut down the oil and gas industry here in Colorado. And so she's on this lawsuit to keep Donald Trump off of the ballot. Claudine Camerata, not real familiar with her. Krista Kafer, a former radio show host, as well as writes in the Denver Post, she is still a Republican or a former Republican. Norma Anderson was state legislator. Michelle Priola, her husband, was a Republican, now a Democrat. I don't know about her affiliation. Claudine Camerata, as I said, I don't know much about her. Kathy Wright and Christopher Castilian, I don't know a lot about them. And then not on the lawsuit, but very involved in it, is a Republican or former Republican, not sure, Mario Nicolai. And so that's that. Oh, next thing, I forgot to mention this. And today is the last day to submit comments regarding the kill switches that would be on our cars. And so I will get that information so that you can do that. I think you go to regulations.gov, but I will have all that in the next segment so that we have all of that information regarding all of those kill switches. This is from Reuters. Trump wins the Colorado ballot disqualification case at the U.S. Supreme Court. So hopefully this decision, any of these other states that are trying to keep him off the ballot, which is remarkable. I saw this as I was going through on headlines that Jenna Griswold said, we'll just have to let the people vote. You think? Isn't that what that's supposed to be? And so, yes, this is from Reuters. It says the Supreme Court handed Donald Trump a major victory on Monday, barring states from disqualifying candidates for federal office under a constitutional provision involving insurrection and reversing Colorado's exclusion of him from its ballot. First of all, he's never been convicted of insurrection. So it's remarkable that a state would keep a candidate of running for federal office off the ballot. And this was unanimous. So that is rather remarkable as well. Very historical. Let's see anything else. I think that is it. And I went through, got you on history, this day in history. Show comes to you because of our sponsors. And one of those is Hooters Restaurants. And they have five locations, Loveland, Aurora, Lone Tree, Westminster, and Colorado Springs. And it is a really important story how I got to know them. And although they have really great, it's a story about freedom, free markets, and capitalism. They have five locations, Loveland, Aurora, Lone Tree, Westminster, and Colorado Springs, as I said. And they have great specials for lunch. And my new favorite is nachos. They have great nachos. So again, great sponsors of the show. You can check out the story at my website at kimmunson.com. We have these discussions on the show because I have amazing sponsors. One of those is on the line, John Boson with Boson Law. John, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kim.
A lot is going on, and I wanted to just ask you again about people being hit by uninsured motorists. I was at the corner of Hamden and I-25, getting onto I-25, and as I came up to the corner, there was a car that had no license plate whatsoever. And bear in mind, there is a piece of legislation going through the legislature right now that will have penalties if we do not have our driver's license with us, if you can believe it. There's that law. But I looked over and, making assumptions, it looked to me like it could be someone that had come here illegally. So probably didn't have a driver's license and didn't even have a license on the car. So this is getting more and more dangerous here in Colorado. What should people know?
Well, they should know that they have, for themselves, with their own auto insurance carrier, uninsured, underinsured motorist coverage. And I talk to people every day, Kim. And the vast majority of people, they don't know if they even have that coverage for themselves, that coverage that protects them if, or more and more, I say when, somebody hits you, causes an accident, it's their fault, they have no insurance coverage. Some of them are absolutely, nobody can deny it anymore. They're illegals that are getting cars. How are they getting cars? I don't know. But they're getting behind the wheel, don't have a driver's license, don't know the laws in our country, are causing accidents, fleeing the scene. Or they stay at the scene. It doesn't matter. They don't have insurance coverage. They are not going to be able to take care of the damages, the injuries, the harm they cause to others by being here and driving on our streets when they shouldn't be.
So that is my next question guys, John Boson, it surely seems like we, the people of Colorado, should be able to have some legal recourse, and it seems to me like that should go right to the elected representatives and bureaucrats that are responsible for all of these illegal aliens that are here. I know that's a long shot. I've kind of posed that question to you before, but what do you think about that today?
I think it's a viable option for the right situation, the right scenario. I and several others of my colleagues are looking for that case. It's going to be very interesting when it happens. But in the meantime, people out there, your listeners, need to know what kind of coverage they have. They need to make sure that they have that uninsured motorist coverage with their own auto insurance carrier. And if there's any question in their mind, they need to contact their agent, review their policy, get a copy of their declaration page, and see with their own eyes that confirmation that they've got that insurance coverage that will protect them in the event they have an accident with someone that has no insurance coverage. So important. We've talked about it time and time again, Kim. But on a regular basis, I talk with folks that tell me they've got full coverage and they don't know what they have. And then when they do look, they find out that to save some money, they waive that coverage. 9 out of 10 times, they really didn't understand what that coverage provided. So don't waive uninsured, underinsured motorist coverage, listeners. Get it. Make sure you have it. It's more important today than it has ever been in my 34 years of practicing law in the state of Colorado and handling personal injury matters for folks.
Well, and if someone is injured, whether or not in an auto accident or at work, to call you immediately is so important. What is that number, John Boson?
That number for a conversation with me or one of my other attorneys is 303-999-9999. And you're exactly right, Kim. Someone needs to call if they or someone they care about or someone they know has been involved in a situation where they've suffered harm. The sooner I can get on the phone with them, the better. I won't necessarily offer representation, but I will give advice. And that advice is timely and can make all the difference. When folks wait, bad stuff happens. So 303-999-9999 is the number to call.
And again, that's John Boson with Boson Law. John, we'll talk to you next week.
Kim, have a great rest of your show.
Thank you so much. And as John had mentioned, it is so important to have uninsured motorist coverage. And so why don't you reach out to Roger Mangan and his State Farm insurance team and have a complimentary appointment with them to go over your insurance coverage. I've done that, and I greatly appreciate them. They carry my home and auto. And for more information, give them a call at 303-795-8855. Like a good neighbor, the Roger Mangan team is there.
Rosie's doing it. So is Yvonne. Same with Lori. Michelle's been at it since February of last year. Jody started the year before that. And guess what? They're all saving by doing so. What's that? Oh, the doing part? They're using the Drive Safe and Save app from State Farm. Then they're saving up to 30% and more on their auto insurance. How about you? Are you ready to get at it and save? Call Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance at 303-795-8855. Don't delay. Call Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance at 303-795-8855 today.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice, and we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. It is a new year. I know many of you are thinking about maybe a new career, maybe something in the political realm. You need that great first impression, and that is a professional photo from Janssen Photography. And so be sure and check out Janssen Photography. That's J-A-N-S-S-E-N Photography. And Glenn Janssen is able to work magic with the camera. And so check that out as well. I am so pleased to have on the line with me, you know her, Car Coach Reports, Lauren Fix. Lauren, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me back.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and your listeners.
I was with some people, some of my neighbor's relatives live in Buffalo, and I said, I have somebody from Buffalo that's on the show regularly, Lauren Fix. They're like, oh, we love Lauren Fix. And so you've got great fans. But let's just get right into it. I had seen a headline, And I cannot find it now. And, of course, when you do a web search, it doesn't come up. But I had seen a headline that one of the top German PBIs that had been all in on EVs has actually done a complete 180 and said, don't get rid of your combustion engine. And so in preparation for the show, I was trying to find the headline. I don't know where I put it. Have you seen that statement at all?
I have. It was on LinkedIn. It was also on Barron's and Ward's Auto. So I have it all. It's on my, if you go to Car Coach Reports, you put in the word Germany, it'll pop right up because Germany has ended their electric vehicle subsidies. And the professor you're talking about is a guy named Professor Ferdinand Dudenhofer. He's Germany's leading automotive analyst. And this is interesting because this all came out December 13th and it's the holidays. We're all busy. But German leaders are ending their subsidies for electric vehicles. It's an, you know, they're called an environmental purchase. They were giving about 6,000 euros, about 6,555 US dollars ballpark because of the conversion. But this is the quote that really blew me away. And then I'll tell you, I called a friend of mine who is past president of the World Carrier Jury, which I'm on. And I got a quote from him as well. And this is interesting. So first off, Professor Dudenhofer said, that's it for electric vehicles in Germany. It's good if you haven't written off combustion engines. I was entirely wrong on the fatherland. I give the guy credit for admitting that he was wrong. That's
wow,
number
yeah.
one to me. Fantastic for us because we've been saying all along, you know, everyone's like, oh, no, no, no. I'm telling you that this is really, really critical because what people don't realize is that if Germany, who was the first one to jump on the bandwagon, jumps off. So I did some more research. I thought, what other countries are doing this? Well, New Zealand ended their electric vehicle subsidy at the end of 23. And then I looked further, and France has also reduced their subsidy unless the vehicle is built in the EU. So that means all Chinese vehicles, and the Chinese have taken a big chunk of the marketplace. So I contacted my friend Jens Meiner, who is in the German Car of the Year Awards, also, like I said, World Car of the Year, and I asked him for a quote. And he said that Germany has been on the forefront of electrification since former Chancellor Angela Merkel proclaimed her support. German brands have aggressively pushed for this transformation. And they still are, by the way. Consumer Electronics Show this week, BMW, Mercedes, Audi, Volkswagen are 100% in. And they say it's the right thing to do. But customers haven't followed along because of the high cost, the reduced utility, and the hidden environmental impact of EVs. And that's from Jens Meiner. Also, he said, EV sales have been a massive disappointment in Europe, and it seems that the pundits and the politicians are moving away from it as fast as they can. He says, I'm not surprised, considering its inferior product. Interesting. So in conversations with him, of course, I had to pick up the phone and speak with him after that. But he said, this is really interesting, he said, because if consumers don't want it, especially in Germany, and they continue to push and they're not getting anywhere, this is also extremely interesting. And then this morning, and I need to pull this up because I just sent it off to my little group, Hertz, the rental car company, is selling 20,000 electric vehicles for gasoline-powered vehicles. They're about $20,000 a piece. So if you think you want a used EV, you can pick up a Tesla super cheap. Nobody wants them. They can't rent them. And I have been at a Hertz rental recently, and I know you come in to get whatever it is you pick, the midsize, the SUV, whatever. And they were like, oh, do you want a Tesla? I'm like, nope, do not. And they go, we can't get anybody to rent these cars. And they just sit there, no matter what airport you're at on a global basis. And this is interesting. This tells you consumers are smart and they're making good choices.
So what do you think is going to happen with all this? Because I actually was on a television show earlier today before the show with some people. It was Trent on the Loose, which people can find at Beck, that's BEKTV, with some people over in the United Kingdom. And I had indicated that I was going to talk with you a little bit later, but that I could not find this information in my quick search on that. So I'm going to get them over to that. What do you think is going to happen with all of this force? And I guess I also have to ask you, have you seen what's happening with the farmers in Germany as well? I mean, Germany's kind of the inflection point right now.
I love it. I love it. They have more of a backbone than we do. They're willing to stand up there just like the Canadian truck drivers did. unfortunately, these governments don't offer the same freedoms that we have here, where you have freedom of speech and so forth, and they try to take that away. And so that's a concern for me, that as we speak out, we're only verbal. We're not creating action. Now, I'm not saying to do anything illegal. I'm not saying to do anything physical. I'm saying action being what you see people like Steve Bannon will tell you. Start calling. Start sending emails. Start sending actual letters. When these politicians realize that you don't want something, then they react. Otherwise, they don't. And the reason that for that is this. They are told by the interns that work for them, oh, everybody's in on this electric vehicle thing. Everybody wants these things. So they don't know any different. They don't have time to scan X and Facebook and listen to you. They're busy doing whatever it is they're doing. And you can fill in the blank on that. But when they hear from you personally, when you stand up and say, no, I'm not buying these things, the free market always wins every single time. And I was not at the Consumer Electronics Show, but a very good friend of mine was there. And he had said that he sat in a Volkswagen and a Honda presentation. And they both said, oh, no, we're definitely in on electric vehicles. And his comment to them was, are you sure? Because consumers aren't buying them. And they said, we are going to stand our ground, because as a matter of fact, one of the Japanese brands said that they believe that this is not political, but that their sustainability is important, and that they're going to continue to produce electric vehicles, not because of California's mandate, but they say they are ending internal combustion engine development and will be all EV by 2040. So he asked them, but what if customers don't want to buy your Honda, your Volkswagen that's electric? And they said, then we'll reassess. Translation, we're being pressured by the government or they're going to fine us. So this is interesting. Next administration, your vote matters more than ever. So make sure that before you go in and vote, whether you vote early, vote by mail, or vote on the day of, that you pick the people that you want. And if you can check your ballot online and make sure your ballot is what you voted for, that's also critical and important. And I know you cover all that as well.
Well, absolutely. And elections are so important. Out here in Colorado, we have, I'm calling it legalized election manipulation, Lauren. We have, we were one of the first states to go to mail-in ballots. And it's been a uniparty from both Republicans and Democrats that moved us that way. In fact, the daughter-in-law of one of the legislators who brought the suit to keep Trump off the ballot here in Colorado, and that's Norma Anderson. Her daughter-in-law, Pam Anderson, was the Republican candidate for Secretary of State. And this is an interesting dot to connect. Pam Anderson actually sits on the board of the Center for Tech and Civic Life, which is the nonprofit that was founded by Obamaites. And they received over $400 million of the Mark Zuckerberg money in 2020, which assisted in elections in some of these very curious places, these cities in America where, remember when there was a paper that was put up so that people couldn't see what was happening, regarding the elections. Anyway, Pam Anderson is on that board, which I think is an interesting dot to connect. And she also, I was doing some research during the last election cycle, and I came across her testimony at the Colorado State Legislature in favor of mail-in ballots. So, okay, I connected that dot. So we have mail-in ballots, okay, mm-hmm. And a lot of people like them. But we don't clean up our voter rolls. So we have mail-in ballots flying all over the state. We have dirty voter rolls. And in Colorado, we cannot audit our elections per kind of executive order between the power that the legislature has given Jenna Griswold, the current Secretary of State. So elections do matter, but we need to be demanding to get these voter rolls cleaned up out here.
Ballot, too. Got to get rid of the down ballot. I'm telling you, they're doing everything they can. There are, and I don't cover politics like you do, but I will tell you this. There are Democrats that claim to be Republicans, but there are no Republicans that that are Democrats. In other words, they infiltrate the Republican Party. They say that they're Republicans, but they're really not. They're embedded with Obama and all the rest of them that have no good wishes for us and want to control your vote, versus there's no one who's a Republican who would ever consider doing that on the Democrat side. So we don't play dirty pool. They do. I just want you to keep in mind that it's important. The down ballots are just as important as the top of the ballot.
We need
a different administration, for sure. Absolutely. Top to bottom, got to change.
You know, and to that point, let me just address something, and it's almost kind of comical, that is happening in Colorado. So Ken Buck is not going to run for Congress again. And Lauren Boebert has decided not to run for the district that she has represented. So that's open as well, that district. And then Doug Lamborn, the other Republican out of the seven congressional members that we have, is not going to run again. And so so it's like a cast of thousands of all these people that are running on the Republican side for those seats. And I look at it, I'm like, why not run for mayor or city council? Run for those, because we have lost a lot of ground in these elections on the local level. And they're more than happy to push forward this agenda, and we don't even see it happening. It's right underneath our nose, Lauren Fix.
You're right. All politics are local, and in my case, I can't run for political office because it would take me away from covering the automotive industry, so I'm on the IDA board. So you can still do that. You can be a poll watcher. There's a lot of things you can do to support your effort. I know you talk about this all the time. There's a ton of different groups out there. Pick one that you like. Go start talking to people. And remember, I talk to people on a regular basis, whether it's in the airport, the grocery store, whatever. And I always say, I always have regular conversations and say, yeah, I can't pay the price of food. And it always opens up an amazing conversation. But when you start realizing a lot of people are quiet, but they need to vote, they need to get out there and vote. So, and that's how you get rid of electric vehicle mandates. That's how you lower the price of gasoline. Putting someone like President Trump in office would make a huge difference. We saw what he did when he was in office. They did everything they could to undermine him. This time, as he said last night, it's not about retribution. It's about fixing this country. And this is our last chance. Because if you think, oh, I won't get it this time, I'll get it next time, I'm telling you, they're going to try and cheat this election. We all know that. They're going to do everything they can. And that's why we need poll watchers and everything else. There's a lot of dirty pool being played out there. And so it's really important that we, as Americans, get out there and vote. This is you can't complain at all if you don't get out there and vote and bring 10 people with you.
Right. And if people say, hey, I'm not into politics, remember, and you're seeing everybody seeing this now, politics. Yeah, politics is into you. I'm talking with Lauren Fix. You can find her at Car Coach Reports. And the show comes to you because of great sponsors.
Lavaca Meat Company takes great pride in selling only the best. Lavaca Meat Company is a third-generation family-owned business with its roots in eastern Colorado. Lavaca means the cow in Spanish. As our name implies, we only sell beef. No poultry, pork, bison, or game. Just premium quality, aged, mouth-watering beef. Our store is located at the corner of Main and Nevada in the historic Coors Building in downtown Littleton. For a steakhouse experience at home, visit us in person or shop online at lavacameat.com. Lavaca Meat Company, only the best. Again, that's lavacameat.com.
Boson Law is a local law firm dedicated to helping injured individuals in Denver and the surrounding areas fight for the justice they deserve. Boson Law focuses on personalized representation tailored to your unique situation, with one-on-one attention and counsel and consistent communication. Boson Law personal injury attorneys have extensive trial experience and have successfully represented clients against the interests of powerful corporations, manufacturers, insurance companies, and government agencies. Contact Boson Law at 303-999-9999 for a complimentary in-person consultation. Again, that number is 303-999-9999. Call now at 303-999-9999.
If you are 62 or older, a reverse mortgage could be a great tool regarding retirement and estate planning. It is essential to understand the process. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group has nearly 20 years in the mortgage industry and has the experience to answer your questions. Lauren understands that each financial transaction is personal. If you'd like to explore your options on a reverse mortgage, remodel your home, buy a rental property, or move, call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881. Licensed in 49 states, Kim Monson highly recommends Lauren Levy for all your mortgage needs. Call Lauren at 303-880-8881.
Welcome back to the Kim Monson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is KimMonson.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. You can email me at Kim@KimMonson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We are an independent voice, and we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. And I want to say thank you to Laramie Energy and Karis Oil and Gas for their gold sponsorship of the show. Reliable, efficient, affordable, and abundant energy from naturally occurring oil, gas, and coal helps us fuel our dreams and powers our prosperity. And it's important to realize from a regulatory standpoint out here in Colorado and on the national level, the politicians are trying to put our producers out of business. So on the line with us is Lauren Vix. You can find her Car Coach Reports. Lauren, last time you were on, we were talking about these kill switches and that there was this legislation that was passed that would mandate, I think, in the 2026 models that there would be kill switches. And you've been really having a call to action for people to speak out about that. What's the update on this whole kill switch thing?
Okay, I guess you should
explain for people that maybe didn't hear that interview what these kill switches would do.
Okay, in 2021, that infrastructure bill that passed that they had to rush through, that 1,100-page rush, got to do it before the next House comes in. Well, in that is the kill switch, which is Section 24220. And what's interesting about that is it will actually listen in your car. The new cars as of 2026 are mandated to listen in your car. They're going to monitor your eyes. They're already doing it. There's a company called Gentex that does it. Bosch just announced yesterday at the Consumer Electronics Show. They literally scan your face. And it's not like a scan like you go and it's like a copier. It is literally pinpointing your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your whole face, anyone in the car. And it goes through your rearview mirror, believe it or not. And also the scans through the gauges at a person sitting in the driver's seat. And they're calling it, this is my favorite, Advanced Impaired Driving Prevention Technology, which I always translated as it's a kill switch. And so what happens is it was put under the guise of drunk driving. So what ends up happening is as you're driving, maybe you're having a heated conversation with someone through your Bluetooth or in the car, or you're upset about something. It'll sense your frustration, your stress, and it can put on your four ways and pull the vehicle over. It was under the guise, though, that it was really for drunk driving, but that has nothing to do with it.
And so what can people do about this? And is there been significant action by the public on this?
Well, yeah, actually, Thomas Massey, who's a House representative out of Kentucky, he said, or I believe maybe he's not in Kentucky, maybe
I think it's Kentucky.
Yeah. Okay, so I wanted to make sure I get right. I give him a lot of credit. He brought it to the House floor, and he read the actual bill, Section 24220 of the 2021 Infrastructure Plan. It's known as NHTSA, N-H-T-S-A, National Highway Traffic Safety, 2022-0079. I'll tell you why that's important in just a second. He read it, and believe it or not, 19 Republicans voted to keep it in. Some Democrats voted to strip it out, including, ready for this, AOC.
Wow.
Interesting. Why? Why? All I can think of is because they're listening in your car, and she knows they're going to use that against her. That's going to be a problem because they start listening. So if you would like to send an email, you can go. I have it listed on, if you look up, Feedback for Kill Switches. It's on my Car Coach Reports YouTube channel. You can send an email to David Freeman. He's the Chief of Vehicle Controls for National Highway Traffic Safety. It's David v.freeman@dot.gov. Feel free to fill his inbox. You can call there. It's U.S. Department of Transportation. If you want to write a comment, they just opened the comments of January 5th of 2024. Advanced Impaired Driving Prevention is NHTSA-2022-0079. And you can put a comment in. If you do not, all cars as of 2026 will have kill switches in it. And right now we were unable to get it stripped out. It can be stripped out again at a later date, but it has to be done before this goes live in 2026. And that means mid-25, they're already going to be in the cars. And they're already tracking your eyes and everything it is now through companies like Gentex and Bosch and everything else. They're already listening in your car. They're tracking that data. Who controls that data? Is it government official having it, or is it a computer, an AI computer going, you know what, Kim? You look like you were distracted by something on the side of the road. And then we heard you on a conversation that seemed like you were stressed. So, and you're driving over the speed limit by 3 miles an hour. Put on your four ways, pull your vehicle over on the side of the road. They don't care if it's snowing. They don't care if you're in a dangerous area. It has nothing to do with you. It has to do with them controlling you.
Okay, all that information, what we'll do is we will put that in the show summary, which should post hopefully by the end of the day here. And that will be in there, the information that you just gave us. And the podcast will be in there as well. But just give it to us a little slower so that I get it and that we get it right. And so what is it? It's David, once again.
David Freeman is his name, normal F-R-E-E-M-A-N, David spelled the typical way. It's David dot, V as in Victor, dot Freeman, F-R-E-E-M-A-N, at D-O-T dot G-O-V. If you think you'd like to look that up and put your comment in yourself online, you are welcome to do so. Go to regulations.gov and at the top put in NHTSA, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, -2022-0079. You'll see it pop up as Advanced Impaired Driving Prevention Technology. Click on the commentary. Comments are due through March 5th. That's it. So you've got from January 5th to March 5th. This is really serious. I will continue to put the message out. I will continue to let people know, but I'm very concerned. If you look at the comments, I'm just going to click on the comments section. No comments are there. That tells me that either they've taken them down or they really don't care what you have to say.
Okay, and just confirming, that's NHTSA, like Sam Apple, -2022-0079. Did I get that right?
Correct. That is
okay.
Correct.
Okay. Lauren, we have 2 minutes left, and I know you've got a busy, busy day. What's a final thought for our listeners today?
Well, there's a lot going on. I would say that you really need to think about the vehicles you have and try to keep what you have. It makes more sense to keep what you have. There's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of craziness. This year is going to be really nuts. You got Chinese electric vehicles potentially coming into the U.S. marketplace. This is not good for our economy. It's going to really shake up the industry. I'm telling people, I'm doing the same myself, if your vehicle's in good shape, keep it. There's no, and I know the industry hates me saying this, but I'm telling you the truth. Keep what you have. If you're trading in a lease, consider what you're keeping, what you're buying for a long time. You can also buy your vehicle off the lease. So do your homework. I'll be posting more content. I mix car reviews in with information. I have a coverage of the Consumer Electronics Show and some of the technologies that are coming out. You need to be aware of all of this. It's really important.
Absolutely. So Lauren Fix, you can find her at Car Coach Reports, all that she is doing there, and really appreciate it. We will talk to you next month and keep up all the great work that you're doing, Lauren Fix.
Looking forward to it. If you have any other questions, email me. I try to answer them as quickly as I can, but I will get to you.
Okay. And again, that's Lauren Fix, Car Coach Reports. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And speaking of great work, I think of the Center for American Values, which is located on the beautiful Riverwalk in Pueblo, Colorado. And Pueblo is known as the home of heroes. because there are four Medal of Honor recipients that grew up in Pueblo. And they were awarded the Medal of Honor because when the situation presented itself, they took action. And so, for example, and they're non-political and they're nonpartisan. And I would say freedom of mobility is Americans really like that. If people want to ride around on a bus, if they want an electric vehicle, if they want to ride a train, walk, bike, whatever, it should be their freedom to be able to make that choice. But what we're seeing is from public policy is trying to take away people's freedom of mobility, taking away their choice. And that's why the work that is being done at the Center for American Values is so important. And again, honoring our Medal of Honor recipients through the Portraits of Valor. But then Brad Padula and Drew Dix, the co-founders, said we need to make sure that we pass this on. And the way we do that is we have different educational programs. And so they put together programs for educators as well as they just recently have rolled out this online civics education program for K-12. And the focus is to make sure that we can instill in ourselves and our children these values of honor, integrity, and patriotism. So you can get more information about that by going to AmericanValueCenter.org. That's AmericanValueCenter.org. And this show comes to you because of our sponsors.
There are always opportunities in changing markets, and the metro real estate market is no exception. That is why you need to work with seasoned RE/MAX Alliance realtor Karen Levine when you buy your home, sell your home, consider the opportunities of a new build, or explore investment properties. Rising interest rates are spurring creativity, innovation, and opportunity in the real estate and mortgage markets. Kim Munson highly recommends award-winning RE/MAX realtor Karen Levine. Call Karen Levine today at 303-877-7516 for answers to all your real estate questions. That's 303-877-7516.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We are an independent voice. We search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. And my friends, we must remember our history. And we must honor those that have given their lives or been willing to give their lives for our liberty. And certainly our liberty is under attack right now. But one of the things that we can do to honor them is to make a contribution to the USMC Memorial Foundation. And you can do that by going to usmcmemorialfoundation.org. The text line is quite busy, and so we'll try to get to those. Call in 303-477-5600. Text line is 720-605-0647. And we have Ron on the line. Ron, what's on your radar?
Hi, Kim. I just see a video. It was a gentleman his company was being attacked by Antifa. So he was able to infiltrate it, I guess. And this lady was reporting on it that he overheard a phone call from an executive from Dominion voting, and he has a PhD in engineering. I don't want to say any names, but he was stating that they were brought up to point about Trump winning, and he said, that's not going to happen. I made sure of it or whatever. So I was just
So, Ron, is this current or is this something regarding the 2020 election? Because remember, there were those two, gosh, operatives. It was the guy and the woman. They were romantically involved. Now, I'm drawing a blank on it. But they said that they were sure that Trump would not win. So is it in reference to that, or are you talking about 2024?
I think this is the 2024 because it's just recent.
Okay.
But I have my doubts about this Dominion, and computers can be manipulated, so it just kind of falls in line, and the things that he was reporting, it just seems suspect, basically. So just something to throw at you. I didn't want to see if you maybe you could investigate it a little bit more.
Well, I'll keep an eye on that. I've seen a few headlines on that, and you know, we certainly want to really source that. So, but I thank you, you know, for that, because it does seem like there's pulling out all everything to try to, like, for example, here in Colorado, keep him off the ballot. So, Ron, thank you so much. We will keep an eye on it. And the truth on all this is coming out. And a little bit of truth, a little bit of light is a great disinfectant on those that would have nefarious actions that they want to do. So we will continue to seek truth, light. When Lauren said that, you know, that there are those that are playing dirty pool over on the Democrat side. And once again, I really want the middle of the road Democrats, blue dog Democrats, unaffiliateds, really need to understand what's at stake, because we have this big, broad middle of blue dog Democrats, unaffiliated libertarians, Republicans, and conservatives that love our country and love people. You know, there's nothing compassionate at what is happening at the border and bringing people in, undercutting Americans' jobs, and then making Americans pay for all this. And then many times these people are put in like slave-like conditions. There is nothing compassionate about that whatsoever. And it's really important to understand that. A call-in line is 303-477-5600, 303-477-5600. And, okay, let's see. Let's get to the text line here. Okay, here. A gangsta says the car coach rocks. Another listener, I am so hopeful, so glad you're hopeful, Kim. You're more hopeful than we are, the more contagious that will be for others to help take our country back. And says employers must face jail or prison time for hiring illegal aliens. And so they must be sent back to their country of origin as soon as they're caught and not waste taxpayer money in court. I do want to address that. I've heard from a number of people that there is legislation to try to relax work permits for these illegals. Another one said, and this is in response to what we're going to do about our country. And this is an important point. And it says, we are not a democracy, and we need to push back on that. Every time we hear somebody say democracy is at risk, or that we're a democracy, we are not. We are a constitutional republic that is democratically elected. And I never respond or call Democrats democratic. There's nothing democratic about them. It's Democrats. So anyway, it says we are not a democracy. We are a representative republic, and it's going to take the people to make Congress do what needs to be done to represent the people. Bill in North Glen, what is on your radar?
You know, Kim, as we approach the election here, it's going to be up to each person individually to talk to people around them. Specifically, there's this Trump derangement syndrome going on. I literally asked numerous people, what did Trump do that is so bad that you just had this vitriol for him? Name me three specific things that he did that made your life just miserable, horrible. And they can't. And I'll turn it around and I'll say, okay, give me three specific things that Biden did that really, really improved your life. Give me three specifics. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Put these probing questions before these people, and they won't be able to answer. This is very important. And then you ask them, so this anger, this upsetness that you have is really unfounded. And then you get into this climate stuff as well. Ask them, what is the perfect temperature of the earth? Is it... And they can't answer it. They're just dumbfounded because there's no rational. These people are completely irrational. Liberalism is a mental illness. These people are mentally ill.
But they vote. And that's why it is important that we have this conversation. I love that, because instead of getting in the back and forth about my candidate versus your candidate, You're talking more about issues. And that is the way that we're going to reclaim our country, is to talk about issues instead of trying to protect a personality or to attack a personality. And that's why I think what we're doing here at the show, we want to help you all get your brain around these issues. And then we've got these great callers with these great ideas as well. And so I think that's something that we all can incorporate. And I love that. And, you know, when there are those, Bill, and we've got just 2 minutes left, but I'm going to ask you, there are those that have said from a strategy standpoint that conservatives, Republicans need to play just like the Democrats have played. And again, this is the radical activist Democrats that have taken over the Democrat Party. And that is underhanded methods. I'll just put it that way. I don't believe that. I believe that we need to stay true to virtues, stay true to, I had our Newt Rockne comment yesterday about playing fair, because when we do that, then I think the good Lord will smile upon what we're doing. So just a minute left. What would you say about that, Bill?
I think that we need to do everything within the law, and that includes ballot harvesting, getting out the vote, whatever is necessary, because we have to play the same game they are playing. Because with all this early voting, I mean, we're voting 2-3 months in advance, it seems like. We have to have, you take a gun to a gunfight. We are sitting there trying to be Mr. Nice Guy, and we lose. So with everything that's legal, we need to be on the same plane with our techniques.
Okay. Bill in North Glen, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And, okay, Eric told me these are the names that I was trying to remember, and that was Lisa Page and Peter Stroke, or Struck, or whatever his name was, and that was during the 2022 election, where they had been back and forth and said that they would assure that Trump was not going to win that election. So, Eric, thanks for being on top of that. And... my friends, I'm encouraged. I'm taking heart.
They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.